This is Timer with the WGXC local news for Saturday, August 29th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. David Serrato reports in the International Business Times that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is giving General Electric $50 million in taxpayer subsidies for a new GE manufacturing facility in upstate New York, even though the Hudson River is still full of many PCBs GE left behind decades ago. Cuomo noted at the announcement that GE used to be, quote, such a big part of this community and provided so many jobs and was such a vital player in this community, unquote. The company was also a big part of the pollution problem in the Hudson River, dumping more than 1 million pounds of chemicals linked to cancer. GE dredged and removed 65% of the PCBs it had dumped in an area 40 miles north of Albany, but the PCB pollution covered much more of the river, and much of it is still there. GE has contributed more than $466,000 to Cuomo's campaigns and political groups that have supported his bids for governor since 2009, according to state and federal campaign finance records. Read the full story in the International Business Times. Michael Weinrip and Michael Schwartz in the New York Times report on a homicide by prison guards of inmate Samuel Harrell at April 21st at the Fishkill Correctional Facility. Quote, as many as 20 officers, including members of a group known around the prison as the Beat-Up Squad, repeatedly kicked and punched Mr. Harrell, who is black, with some of them shouting racial slurs, according to more than a dozen inmate witnesses, unquote, Weinrip and Schwartz reported. Corrections officers called an ambulance, but told the ambulance crew that Harrell most likely had an overdose of K2, a synthetic marijuana, not that he was involved in a physical confrontation. Autopsy report from the Orange County Medical Examiner said Harrell had cuts and bruises to the head and extremities, but no marijuana of any type was found in the system, only an antidepressant and tobacco. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide. Read the full story in the New York Times. Jordan Carlio Evangelist reports in the Albany Times Union that challenger Dan Egan and incumbent Albany County Executive Dan McCoy squared off in a Democratic primary debate August 26th that focused on senior citizen funding. Egan questioned McCoy on why Albany County spent only about $1.1 million of the $2.07 million it budgeted on the expanded in-home services for the elderly program in 2013 and why $406,000 went unspent in 2012. McCoy didn't really explain why he didn't lift the freeze on the senior spending, instead focusing on Egan's claim that 39 people on the waiting list for the funding died before they got help. Quote, to be accused this way, especially with my family in the room, of doing something that caused 39 deaths is outrageous, unquote, McCoy said. The Times Union explained that McCoy says new enrollment in the program was frozen by his predecessor in mid-2011, but he did not explain why he waited 16 months into his first term to release the money. The debate was ahead of the September 10th primary and sponsored by the Albany branch of the NAACP and the League of Women Voters of Albany County. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. In Radio Roundup, on August 28th, Prattsville's annual Mudfest opened, and WGXC broadcast from the festival from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Today, on the second day of the festival that references the damage Tropical Storm Irene did to the area in 2011, WRIP 97.9 broadcast from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. from the Mudfest. In AM radio news, Waveforms Radio's 1620 AM signal is now up and running full-time in a very local area in Acre. Tune in the next time you stop by Wavefarm at 1620 AM. Today is Saturday, August 29th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny day with a high near 77 and a low around 58. Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 83 and a low around 61. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.